This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel said Friday it is reopening a crossing into northern Gaza to allow more humanitarian aid into the blockaded region. The move follows a candid phone call between U.S. President Joe Biden and Israel's leader. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Biden has issued a stark warning to Israel's leader after Israeli airstrikes killed seven humanitarian aid workers in Gaza. In a roughly half-hour phone call, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the president told Benjamin Netanyahu that future U.S. support for the Gaza war depends on Israel moving fast on new steps to protect civilians and aid workers.
If we don't see the changes that we need to see, there'll be changes in our own policy.
It could include altering military sales to Israel and America's diplomatic backing for the war. Either way, the threat itself is a sharp change for the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Body supports measures against Myanmar and investigations in Iran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The UN's leading human rights body has agreed to measures aimed at putting pressure on Myanmar and Iran, whose governments have been accused of using violence against their own people. The Human Rights Council, made up of 47 member countries, backed by consensus, a measure that calls on governments to avoid exporting or selling jet fuel to Myanmar if they believe its ruling military junta might use the fuel to violate human rights in the war-racked Southeast Asian nation. It also urged a halt to the illegal transfer of weapons, munitions, and other military equipment to Myanmar. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Taiwan are facing the threat of more landslides and rockfalls, that is, in their search on Friday. For dozens of people still missing, a dozen people from this week's earthquake, as the death toll rose to 12 and some of the stranded were brought to safety. Authorities said the earthquake was the strongest to hit Taiwan in 25 years. President Biden heads to the U.S. city of Baltimore on Friday, where a cargo ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. The AP's Jackie Quinn reports on government efforts to help those impacted by the bridge collapse and blockage in the port of Baltimore.
The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore took the lives of six workers, and now it threatens the livelihoods of many business owners. A Norwegian shipping firm is estimating it's already lost up to $10 million in the first week after the bridge collapse. But it's the smaller businesses getting attention right now.
A million containers that go through the Port of Baltimore every year.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin meeting with small business owners who are awaiting goods that haven't arrived.
They put everything in their life into their businesses to start it, to be an entrepreneur, to grow our economy.
The head of the Small Business Administration, Isabel Guzman, came to Baltimore to offer federal services and help open two resource centers.
To make sure that financial support was available to them so that they could have time to strategically pivot, adapt, and survive.
She says they've already gotten 500 emergency loan applications. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP's Haya Panduana reports on an inmate lawsuit to view the historic solar eclipse next week.
Inmates who sued New York's Corrections Department will get to view Monday's solar eclipse. Six incarcerated men at the Woodbourne Correctional Facility in upstate New York sued the state over its decision to lock down prisons during next Monday's total solar eclipse. The inmates' lawyers reached a settlement, and they'll be able to view the celestial event after all. They filed the suit last week, arguing that the lockdown violated inmates' constitutional rights to practice their faiths by preventing them to take part in the significant event. The six men included a Baptist, a Muslim, a Seventh-day Adventist, two practitioners of Santeria, and an atheist. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A judge has ruled that migrant children in makeshift camps along the U.S.-Mexico border waiting to be processed by the Border Patrol are in the agency's custody. While advocates argue the federal government is responsible for the children, the federal government contends smugglers send migrants to camps and they are not yet in federal custody. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.